Our third story now. The United Nations Relief and Works Organization, UNRWA, has urged Egypt and Israel to lift their blockade and border restrictions on the Gaza Strip. Philippa Grandi, the head of the UN agency in Gaza, has said that the plight of 1.8 million Palestinians should be taken into account. Grandi called Israel's blockade on the enclave illegal and urged Tel Aviv to end it. He added that although Israel has allowed in limited building material for UN projects, Gazans still face poverty due to the halt of exports and imports. Grandi also asked Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing, especially for students and those in need of medical treatment. Israel has imposed an air, sea and land siege on Gaza since 2007. Egypt's military-backed government has tightened its controls on entry into the region since summer 2013. Press News' Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, joins me from Gaza to tell us more about this. Ashraf, just how crippling has this siege been for the people of Gaza, for both their personal health and their livelihoods?
Yes, Hassan, this Israeli siege, which started in 2007, has been very crippling to the people of Gaza. It's caused many aspects of life to reach dire conditions, whether we're talking about patients, the freedom of movement, the number and the quality of goods that can enter the Gaza Strip. There's very limited amounts of fuel coming into the territory, very limited amounts of medicines. Israel does not allow construction material for the rebuilding of the Gaza Strip, and even for the natural demographic growth of the people in Gaza, and also does not allow enough construction materials for special projects for UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East. Mr. Filippo Grandi, the head of the Commissioner General of UNRWA, said Tuesday that there are nearly $150 million worth of projects that are in halt right now because Israel does not allow the necessary material to come into the Gaza Strip. And in order to help relieve the situation in Gaza. We also have another problem now with Egypt, the Egyptian military, creating what many here call a proxy blockade to the Israeli blockade by cracking down on the tunnels and keeping the Rafah crossing closed most of the time. So far it's been closed for 50 consecutive days. It was only open for 3 days, temporarily opening just to allow some stranded people to come in into Gaza. So UNRWA is one of the major providers of aid to the people of Gaza. We have 1.2 million Palestinian refugees in the Gaza Strip, according to UNRWA statistics, and they're highly dependent on UNRWA. And with Israel not allowing enough supplies for UNRWA, they're depriving most of Gazans of badly needed goods and things that they need to run semi-normal life, let's say.
And well, speaking of essentials for the people, I mean, what are the most necessary material or goods that the Palestinians need the most?
The Gaza Strip is in dire need for construction material and for material to desalinate the water in the Gaza Strip. According to experts, by 2016, Gaza will not have any potable or drinkable water. Past reports by the UN said by 2020, the Gaza Strip will not be livable. And also, the Gaza is in bad need for fuel for the power plant to operate fully in order to give enough electricity for the people of Gaza. Most Gazans live on nearly 12 hours of electricity per day because of the ongoing Israeli blockade.
All right, Press Ashraf Shannon reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Ashraf.